I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Hi again. Welcome to Soul School Lesson 15, Don't Fear the Shakeup. There's been a lot of angst and confusion and fear and anxiety in the workforce and in employment situations, and there's even been a whole new category of employee called the slashy. This is a person who sometimes is a creative person, and they are a barista slash waitress slash artist slash something else, and they do a whole bunch of things to make it work so that the creative projects they want to do can happen. And I've always been sort of a slashy. I have a lot of different titles, and that's always been the case. I have a really funny story I'll share with you later. I want to encourage you, if you're a person who has a lot of irons in the fire or a lot of different projects going, and someone asks you the dreaded question, what do you do for a living? And you panic or you don't like answering the question, that they might just be stuck in a rut of asking boring or confusing questions. And that's going to be part of your homework today. So we have often been caught in these sort of cultural expectations to answer one way for that one type of question. And that is kind of a vocational question that can be taken to a different level. And this is part of the Syn Create, that's a hashtag, S-Y-N Create project that I've been working on for the month of January. We're trying to tackle what meaningful work looks like and what it can look like if we reimagine it. And so things have really changed, at least in the United States, where a lot of jobs are automated now to save money. Once you automate things, you don't have to pay health benefits. You don't have to worry about machines needing pensions or calling off sick. And employers need to reduce their hours so they don't have mandatory health care. A lot of things are getting shaken up. Certain jobs are going overseas. And the shakeup means that people need to get two or three or more jobs to make ends meet. Or you're a creative type and you need to fund your work by working a few jobs to do the creative work that you want that's harder to fund. And that's not a bad thing. It's just a description of kind of how things work. And so there's no judgment in that. Whatever you have to do the kind of work that you truly enjoy, you just need to do it and step into that calling and be encouraged to do that. But when someone comes along and expects you to answer one certain way, it can be really, really awkward or strange. And I have the funniest story to share with you because this should just give you something to laugh about and just think, at least I'm not her. So here's the backstory. So I'm in graduate school and I have loads of papers. If you've ever done scholarly work and done research papers, there's a ton of work involved in research and getting your citations correct. And just there's a lot of, you know, reading original texts, and there's a lot going on with that if you're in a rigorous program, which I was. And then I had graphic design work. I was doing packaging design for an ice cream company. I was doing promotional and sales materials and graphic design for that. I was having a lot of work with that. I was meeting with clients. I was also doing an individual education program with my son who has special needs. And so I had to meet with teachers, and there was something at the school going on. And I run into a parent, and the parent is with his son. And the parent says to me, "What do you do for a living?" And I was so worn out from my day. I didn't have the wherewithal. I was really tired. And I didn't want to go into telling him the six or seven things that I do to make money or what I do in my typical day. And I just flippantly said, "Oh, not much. I was tired." And so he took it as a teachable moment for his son. And he says to his son, Matthew, Mrs. DeLay is a homemaker. That means she keeps her home nice. And that's okay, too. And I thought for a second, maybe I should tell him I'm not really a homemaker. And if you took one look at the dust bunny rodeo in most of the corners of my home, it'll become really obvious that homemaking is kind of one of the least on my list. But, you know, in a way, I wish I was a better homemaker. And I thought about correcting him, and then I laughed, and I thought, forget it. But the fact was, it would have taken me half an hour to explain what I did, and correcting him would have seemed ridiculous, and I wasn't about to do that. But my job is complicated. My jobs are complicated in a sense, and he really didn't care anyway. So when you're a person who does a lot of different things and a lot of creative things, people aren't going to necessarily understand, and it's not going to fit in a nice little box that's easily explainable. And you really don't have to explain it. If someone's asking you something and they want a simple explanation, it might be better to just throw them off course with some confusing, funny answer and not worry about what they think. You might want to just tell them your latest project that you're working on, or throw something out there that you have done recently and just see what they say, or turn the question around and ask them. And another thing you can do is stop asking the question yourself, what do you do, or what do you do for a living? And that's your homework for today. So if you want to participate in your homework and go to the Facebook page for Spark My Muse, facebook.com/sparkmymuse, and report back on the answer that you got when you asked somebody that you didn't know the answer to this one. Instead of asking, what do you do for a living, to someone, ask, what are you passionate about? Or what project are you working on lately that you really love? Or what do you have going on right now that really excites you? Or some new creative question that kind of blows those old, tired, boring questions away. Because we're living in a time of slashies and many jobs and many projects, and a lot more creativity and opportunity than we had before. We could look at it as though everything old is going away and having one career for 5 years or 10 years. And for sure, having a career for a lifetime is something of the distant past. But we're living in a time that's more exciting and there's more opportunities. We have to see it that way and see reality for what it is, but also see reality opportunistically and make opportunities for ourselves in this more dynamic environment. And by doing that, we need to ask different questions of ourselves and different questions of other people. So that's your homework. And be encouraged that your vocation and what you find meaningful in this world and in your work doesn't have to look like a cookie cutter thing. If you're not something really specific, like an accountant, a doctor, a nurse, a football player, if you're not something like that and you're more of a slashy or something that takes a long time to explain, don't worry about it. You can talk about something in a different way, or talk about a project that you're doing in some sort of concrete way that describes the result instead. Don't sweat it. Be encouraged and have a blessed week. I'll see you back at Soul School next Wednesday. Tune in for the Friday program. Thanks for listening.